Meeting of an all-party group of TDs and senators focusing on remote working took place in Leinster House this week. The elected representatives, they've come together following a discussion hosted earlier in the year by Grow Remote. This is an organisation set up pre-COVID. Grow Remote says maintaining and expanding these arrangements can solve social, economic and environmental problems if they are done correctly. Remote working has been a game changer for many employees, employees like Rebecca Bury. After the pandemic, Rebecca chose to move from Dublin to her hometown of Ashford in County Wicklow. And she's been telling our reporter Ethna Dodd how working fully remote has changed her life.
It has been utterly life-changing and transformative, and I really don't say that lightly, and I feel very lucky to work remotely. I guess on a kind of broad level, I've no commute. I am on hand for my elderly parents, and working from anywhere means I can work from Paris, as I did for a bit there, or sometimes Scotland when I travel. But just like day to day, in my case, I start my day with no stress. I get to walk the dog in the morning. I get to go to the gym, and I'm arriving, you know, to my work in a really good place. I really see this as an opportunity. People see that you need to go to the office for connection and community, but actually, I think we're missing a trick that community is right here on our doorstep. And I think there's such an opportunity to really make connection and build communities in the local area that maybe you wouldn't otherwise do if you're just, you know, living here, commuting to Dublin 5 days a week, and then, you know, just only seeing your friends at the weekends.
That's Rebecca Bury there. Now, John Avoy is the general manager of Grow Remote. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And people will know you as being the founder of Men's Sheds. You have a background in community work. And I suppose Rebecca is singing your song there, is she, when she says remote working can be that game changer?
Yes, absolutely. We see remote work as potentially transformative for lots of employees, potentially for people who are commuting, who could put that time to much better use, and also for communities where if people are working locally, they spend their hard-earned money, but also their discretional time, and we'd have data to show that that really transforms people's lives and communities.
It's happening though, isn't it? So what more do you want?
So it is happening, but we find that the whole kind of remote work transformation, that there's lots of challenges, there's lots of blockers in the way from allowing it to happen to its full potential. So I think as a country, we need to tackle those challenges. So for example, it's just a very simple example is that remote jobs aren't as visible or as accessible as traditional jobs. Remote employers have access to talent worldwide, so you'll never see a remote job advertised on your local radio station or on your local notice board in a spar. So we need to help educate people, where are these jobs? And then there's also a gap between maybe the skills profiles that an employer is looking for and the skills profiles that the job seeker has. So there's a piece of work to be done there. So they're just two examples.
And you want that piece of work, you want organisations like the IDA, do you want legislative change as well? You want kind of all of those involved in pushing Ireland Inc. really to sign up to this?
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's right across the board of stakeholders. So that's employees, employers, community members, and our legislators can get involved in making this happen. There's a huge opportunity. Like if we could get as many people as possible, like to share our vision of what Ireland could look like if this is done really, really well. For example, reducing commuting by tens of thousands of journeys every day, and what would that mean for our environment as well? From a legislation point of view, there's a lot of kind of small things. It's because I suppose we worked in offices as our way of working for over 100 years, and we still weren't really getting it right. So remote working is so new that, like, maybe things like nuances in employment law hasn't really caught up. And there are things that just take a bit of time and a bit of diving under the hood.
Here's another question. Remote working can thrive perhaps at a time of full employment. Can it continue to thrive at a time of recession?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it can be a great actual kind of like a pressure cooker for the economy during different times, different swings in the economy. So, for example, there are 90,000 remote jobs that are available across the European Economic Union right now. So we have to do what we need to do to draw down our fair share of them in Ireland. So in a time of recession, there's jobs that could go anywhere in the world. And if we put our minds to it, we can land them in Ireland.
All right. Well, John Avoy, General Manager of Grow Remote, thanks a million for telling us about it.